Amy Markscore's Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX. Banana Ball is in town, finally, after the games were canceled back in April at Busch Stadium. The Savannah Bananas, tonight and tomorrow, will play at Busch, and they will play against the Party Animals. And joining us now is St. Louis native, SEMO graduate, and pitcher for the Savannah Bananas, Noah Nisnik, is on KMOX. How's it going, Noah?
Oh, better than ever. How about yourself?
Hey, we're doing okay. I want to get something out of the way first. This may be a two-part question. First of all, were you at the Coldplay concert in Boston the other night?
No, I wasn't. Oh. But, it looked like a good time.
Yeah, because we saw some of your teammates
there.
Some of the bananas were there. Was it the same?
Yeah, we had a whole group fly up.
Noah, was it the same night as the whole adultery thing? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I believe so.
It was.
Oh, man.
So they saw it, too.
Because you have Chris Martin, the lead singer of Coldplay, calling out the Bananas.
Yeah.
Did that happen before or after?
That's a great question. I need to figure that one out today.
Yeah, it's wild. But that was a really cool thing, seeing Chris Martin shout the Bananas out and Jesse, the guy who is your who's in charge, I guess. First of all, tell us about him. Because he's what he's done with that team and what all of you have done and what you've created is really special.
Yeah, I mean, there's hardly real words to describe him. I mean, he's one of a kind. He's, you know, he's truly just a fascinating being, the way he works, you know, nonstop, day in and day out, just trying to put the best show on possible for the fans, and as well as the players, take care of us and everybody within the organization. Nothing but first class since I even tried out or even heard of the Bananas. You know, it's crazy to see what him and Emily were able to do back in, you know, 2015-16 with nothing with the Bananas, and then look at where they are now. It's just wild and just inspiring.
It really has, I mean, exploded. It's become like this, you know, Savannah Bananas phenomenon. And I know you grew up in St. Louis. You played baseball at Southeast Missouri State, dreamed of playing in the Major League Baseball for the Cardinals. That didn't quite work out. But with the Bananas, they reached out to you, I believe, on Instagram. Is that right?
Correct.
So, okay, so play that out for me.
Yeah, why?
I don't know why, I guess, however you could find them. But, yeah, I graduated from SEMO, and then nothing ever came with the draft. So I was just set on doing, you know, pitching lessons back home and then just kind of, you know, working into real estate here and there. And then it was around July, like middle of July, and I have a DM from one of our recruiting coordinators, Barry. And I was kind of like, all right, I mean, that's interesting. I don't really know how much truth there is to this. It kind of seemed a little fake. You know, it's like, why would they reach out via Instagram DM? But I saw another person from the organization follow me. So I was like, okay, there might be a little bit of truth to this. And sure enough, it was legit. And yeah, then I filled out an application, made a little video, and went to a private workout. And now we're here.
What was the content of the video, and was it a video where you had to show your personality? Was that difficult?
Oh yeah, no, it's not difficult.
I got a great personality. What are you saying?
No, I just wouldn't know how to do right. it. I'd be like, "Hey, I'm Amy. I'm hilarious." I don't know how do you right. do that.
No, it was they tell us, you know, they know we're good at baseball. They want to see like. Yeah, exactly what you said. They want to see our personality, what we can come up with. And so luckily for me, I had my girlfriend, my beautiful girlfriend, and she choreographs for gymnastics down at SEMO. And so she kind of took that and ran with it, and she choreographed the whole dance, wrote the script out for me, and she was hammering it home. She wouldn't stop until I got it perfect, so...
Oh, that's really cool. I wondered what that tryout process was like and how they recruit people. So you said they come to you because of your baseball talent first, Or have they seen, the reason I asked you about Instagram, why'd they reach out there? Were you doing things on social media that caught their eye, or was it just the baseball?
To be honest, at that time, I was just kind of, you know, posting like a normal college baseball player on Instagram. So it was nothing too crazy. It was just, you know, pictures from the games, the weekend, or just like something with family. So it wasn't nothing crazy. I wasn't some social media, you know, persona. But pretty much just with that, it was, they just wanted to, you know, see what kind of person I was. So I think they knew what we could do with baseball, and then they were just kind of asking around with coaches and all that, just how we were off the field, on the field, and like what kind of character we were.
Amy mentioned earlier that you grew up here in St. Louis dreaming about playing for the Cardinals. What is it now like knowing that you're playing for crowds three times the size as what the Cardinals are getting? And I mean a sold-out Busch Stadium. You're still getting double, triple the size crowds when you're playing at football stadiums.
It's hard to put into words what it's like. I mean, I'd like to say I'm used to it by now, but every time you get out there, it's just mind-blowing. Every time, you know, you get out there, you just look around for a second, do a little 360, and you're like, wow, these people came to watch us. You know, it's just something you think about it. Like, even when you're a little kid all the way up to now, it's kind of just your end goal, what you wanted to do.
I do have to ask again, just going back to that video, your signature stanky leg, did you do that in your video?
No, that wasn't the signature yet. It was, we did a little bit of the Dougie. So.
Okay. So how did you come up, or when did the stanky leg become part of your routine?
I can't hear you say stanky leg again. You have got to stop.
Can I just say the stank?
It just was kind of a spur of the moment, just kind of a strikeout celebration. It was just the first thing I thought of, so I just went with it.
So how much is choreographed? Noah, how much on the field is choreographed versus what you just do in the moment?
We got our run, score, and celebrations, our hit by pitch, you know, little skits, just different celebrations here and there. Or if we have, say, a guest come out and perform, or, you know, surprise and all that, that's what's really choreographed amongst, you know, a couple other things. But I mean, a lot of it's just spur of the moment, like trick play celebrations, strikeout sellies, double celebrations, all that kind of stuff.
What's interesting to me about the Bananas is I know a lot of baseball people, and a lot of them are very old school. They just, you know, they want to play the game and, you know, leave it the way it is. And so all the other stuff that your teams do on the field, like you and the party animals and all that stuff, it's very outside of what baseball is. So was that hard? Was that hard for you to adopt that, or did you take to it right away? Did you think that was cool, all the stuff they were doing?
I mean, I'll be honest. I was a little skeptical at first, you know, coming into it, or even before, like when I knew of them, up until I got here, and it's completely different than what I thought it was exactly. You know, it's, yes, we do all kinds of crazy stuff and, you know, trick plays and whatnot, no bunting, all the nine yards. But I mean, then once we got out there, it was, you know, we're still playing ball. We're playing hard. We're competitive. We're trying to beat them. They're trying to beat us. We get a little fired up just like you would in baseball. So it has that feel of the game. It's just a little more fan involvement.
Well, yeah, and a lot, because will it be this way at Busch Stadium that if a fan catches a foul ball on the fly, that it counts as an out?
Oh, absolutely. You're darn right it is.
That's awesome. I love that.
What is your favorite?
I love that.
What's your favorite banana ball rule?
Great question. I would say, I mean, I have two. You know, the no bunting's obviously fun for a little bit, but being a pitcher, you know, you like to make a play on a bunt, so it's kind of bittersweet. But other than that, I'd say with the walks, I mean, you still have a chance to get them out if they try to, you know, go past first by the time everybody touches it. So I think that one's kind of my favorite being a pitcher is the walks. You can still have a chance to get them out.
Okay, so explain that rule. Yeah. What? How can you get somebody out if they draw a walk?
Yeah, so it's the ball four sprint is pretty much exactly what it sounds like there. It's, you know, you four balls, Vince will throw his hands up, whoever's behind the plate, and then from there, everybody on the field has to touch the ball, and while that's going on, the runner can advance, you know, as many bases as he wants. He can stay at first, he can go to second, third, home. It's up to him.
So everybody on the so you just throw the ball around the infield?
Oh, the outfielders are involved too. They got to get in there.
This is so good.
It's so ridiculous. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh! So you're going to be here. You got a lot of, I'm assuming, Vianney teammates, family, friends coming to the games tonight and tomorrow.
Oh, and then some. Yeah, we're gonna have a crowd out there. I think about 45,000 will be either a friend or family.
That's awesome.
Have you ever played at Bush, a high school game or anything else?
No, I was never a part of a game on Bush on the field, but you know, we frequent the area, the stadium a little bit growing up here and there, watching the Cardinals.
Well, we are excited to have you in town. I will be at the game tomorrow night, looking forward to seeing it, looking forward to seeing you guys putting on a show. Noah Nisnik, St. Louisan, and Savannah Banana, we appreciate your time today. Enjoy the weekend here in St. Louis.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Again, Banana Ball tonight and tomorrow at Busch Stadium. We are very, very excited about it. Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM, KMOX.